Good morning from Fast Company. Here's our daily look into what's driving today's creative business leaders.
With Chime Secure Credit Card, you can start improving your credit scores with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments. Get started at Chime.com/build. The Chime Credit Builder Visa Credit Card is issued by Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Results may vary. See Chime.com for details. Terms and conditions apply. Go to Chime.com/disclosures for details.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Many companies like Apple and Amazon mandated that their workforce return to a traditional office structure in the aftermath of the coronavirus pandemic, but many workers have continued to work remotely. Now, major companies are announcing new return-to-office or RTO plans and timelines for employees who are still operating in a remote or hybrid structure. Though RTO plans aren't a new concept, it is likely some employees will get lost in this new RTO wave. This is especially true for those employees with disabilities and neurodiverse conditions. It's estimated that between 15 and 20% of the population is considered neurodivergent, equating to a significant portion of the U.S. workforce. It is critical that employers recognize the unique needs of these employees and offer them the support they need to successfully transition back to in-office work. Now more than ever, it is important to have an inclusive and productive work environment for all employees, both hybrid workers and those who work in an office full-time. Here is a look at current return-to-office strategies and how they can be improved. Research suggests that 12.7% of full-time employees in the U.S. are fully remote, while 28.2% work in a hybrid model. While remote and hybrid work are not new initiatives, the policies that surround these structures have evolved throughout the years, especially since the onset of the pandemic. Remote work started as a way for organizations to recruit top talent outside of their local market, and this strategy remains much the same today. However, oftentimes these employees find themselves with more flexibility than in years past. Rather than strictly abiding by a clock-in and clock-out model within rigid business hours, many modern workplaces encourage employees to follow flexible hours or simply work when is best for them as long as they hit their goals. Hybrid work has also evolved since the pandemic. Historically, many hybrid businesses were flexible with which days hybrid workers came into the office. But now, we're seeing numerous organizations demand workers come in on specific days and at specific hours. Why? This is often due to a perceived lack of productivity or concerns about employee engagement. A recent Gallup study found that engagement has 3.8 times more influence on employee stress than work location. If you create an engaged and positive work environment, then employees will do better work whether they are home or in the office. Unfortunately, this is not always the case when you consider the unique needs of neurodiverse employees. Return to the office policies must factor in communication, well-being, health, safety and flexibility for the unique needs of all individual employees. They also must be sure to also consider how to celebrate employee differences. Accommodating employees is the law, but making sure individuals feel comfortable, engaged, and celebrated is crucial to success. For example, increasing workplace awareness of neurodiverse conditions can help foster a more accepting and understanding environment. Encourage employees to educate themselves on various neurodiverse conditions, including autism, ADHD, anxiety, and bipolar disorder, and empower them to gain insight into the appropriate communication and accommodations for each. Explore detailed resources for employers covering topics from understanding cognitive differences to managing employees with autism. To ensure conditions exist for team members to have constructive conversations, it's critical to facilitate psychological safety within your team and organization. Creating a psychologically safe space means everyone can learn together how to best accommodate differences and learn from each other. To foster this psychological safety, educate your neurotypical team members about neurodiversity by consistently sharing informative resources like blogs and guides with your employees. Also, encourage neurodivergent employees, if they are interested and comfortable, to become thought leaders by sharing their workplace experiences or writing about their personal journeys. All of these tactics can help create a more inclusive workplace and should be a key facet of any return-to-office strategy. By considering communication, well-being, and individual needs, you can get all employees on board and to understand the why behind any return to office. Above all else, leaders should never abandon flexibility. At the end of the day, the most important consideration is how to increase engagement, which improves productivity, boosts employee satisfaction, and drives business success. Psychological safety underpins all of these efforts. When employees feel safe to be themselves and take risks without fear of judgment, they are more likely to be engaged, productive, and innovative. By cultivating a culture of psychological safety, organizations can create a more inclusive and successful workplace for all. That's all today from Fast Company. Talk to you tomorrow.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.